Okay. So we'll go through the sugya quickly first. Hoya Osher Veheni. Hoya Ani Vehesher Osher Veheni. The last Mishnah dealt with who we go by. Do we go by the Marech or do we go by the Nerach? Now, this Mishnah deals with a change of status for the person themselves. So they started out being poor and then became rich, or rich and then became poor. The halacha is Noisein Erech Osher. So if at any time they were rich, in the Erechin process, they have to give the blown up, the full shear of Erechin. Now the case of Oni Vehesher Osher Veheni is a question, when does the clock start ticking? We had a machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that when we say the beginning and we say the end, we're talking about the time that they made the Erech. So in other words, if a guy was an Osher at the time that he made the Erech, that would be enough to capture him. And now he has to give an Erech of an Osher. We had Tois V'Shita at the beginning of the second parak. And Tois V'Shita is that would not be the halacha. Tois holds the clock doesn't start ticking. Tav Zayin Amid Beis. Tois Divrei HaMaschil Be'idnet D'Yohev L'Rishon. Tois says, Hoya Osher B'Shas HaNedev V'Henik Yishabol Ufrei L'Koyen V'Loim Rabbeinu D'Hachta L'Kamon Davke B'Herichoy HaKoyen Bo'ede Osher. So Tosfos says very clearly that the clock doesn't begin to tick until the Kohen is Marachil. Which means a guy could be a billionaire, he may have said Erki Alai, but if the Kohen didn't assess him until he was already a Oni, then that's not called an Osher Sheheni. That's called an Oni Mitchil of Adsev. That's Tosfos Shita. So Tosfos holds, Tosfos will obviously have to learn our Mishnah. It's talking about a case where you were a Oni at the time of the Erech, not at the time of the Ned. The Neder will not play a role. That's the Shita of Tosfos. It could actually come out of Chumrah too, according to Tosfos. According to one side, because let's say somebody would be a Oni at the time of the Neder, and then an Osher at the time of Erech, and then an Oni at the time of Nesina. So may actually, according to those who hold that the beginning and the end would refer to when he made the Nether and when he's paying, so he's an Oni. But that we'll see in the Gemara, depends on the Machloikis. If you hold you have to be an Oni straight through, or just the beginning and the end. Now Rashi, we'll see, is not Mashma like Tosfos. Rashi here in the Mishnah says, Hoya Oni Veheshir. If he was an Oni, and he says, Koidim Nesina, Oy Osher Veheni, Koidim Nesina. So Rashi clearly seems to say, it's irrelevant. If at any point, prior to the giving, you were rich, we treat you like a rich person. That's what Rashi seems to say. Rashi doesn't base it on you were rich at the time of the Erech. He says, anytime Koidim Nesina. So he leaves it open. So could you give me a Chazanish on Kotshim? Chazanish Shita happens to be that Rashi would also agree to Tosfos. That we go by the Erech. We'll see if that fits in the Hemshech. This Rashi right away at the beginning is Mashma, not that way. He says, Koidim Nesina. Mashmoy says that any time before the Nesina, if you were to be rich, we'll treat you like an Osher. That's the Mashmoy. Okay, so the Mishnah continues. Rabbi Yehuda Emel, Shkech. Oni Veheshir V'chazar Veheni Noisein Erech Osher. So Rabbi Yehuda says that if somebody was an Oni, he became rich, then he became poor again, he still gives the Erech of the Osher. Aval b'korbonos eni kein. The Mishnah just makes a blank statement. Aval b'korbonos eni kein. By korbonos, it doesn't work that way. Afilu meis oviv. Now, there's a big shaila of what the Mishnah is doing now. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Shem hoyo metzora osher veheni, oy oni veheshir, akol oylech acha havos karbonosov. Rashi says, by metzora, we don't go by the time prior to you bringing the carbon, we go by the zman of the carbon. That's Rashi. But then Rashi learns the next statement of the Mishnah is going back to Erechim. The next statement of the Mishnah says, Afilu Meisoviv, that's already going back to Erechim again. So the Mishnah is sort of going in both directions. The Mishnah starts off with Erechim and says, by Erechim we go both by the time of the making of the nether and of the time of your giving. And if either time you were rich, you have to give the erech of an asher. By korbanos, we go by the time of the bringing. And according to Rashi, now the Mishnah goes back. The pattern is not so clear. Mishnah goes back to erechin and says that by erechin, afilu meisav v'iniach lo riboy. Even if a person died and he left his son riboy, tens of thousands of zuz. Or he has a sfina bayam, he has a boat in the ocean, which is going to kamu boloi birvovis, he's going to eventually get from that boat tens of thousands of zuz, ain't like this book. So according to Rashi, he's going back to Erechim. Now the Mishnah concludes by saying, by Erechim we don't treat it that way. By Erechim, even if there's an anticipated money that he can get, we don't value that. Obviously the Gemara is going to deal with why not. If it's his money, if his father died, he inherited an estate, it's his money. So the Gemara is going to explain it. He doesn't have it yet. That's going to be the Gemara. But that's how Rashi learns. If you look at Rashi in the Mishnah, Afilu Meisaviv, A'erichin Koi. It's really going back on Erichin. U'milsam Ampeinafshi, Afilu Meisaviv, Sholmarach Zeh, B'shoh Sha'akoyin Marichin. Now again, Rashi is mashma. That we go here by the time of the Neder. Because Rashi says the father died b'shor sha'akoyin merichot, when the kohen went and assessed him. V'iniach lo'i riboy mona esfinosoi b'yam. And the father left him a tremendous yerusha. We don't take that into account, which obviously doesn't make sense. We'll see the conclusion of the Gemara, which, you know what, we'll just jump to the Gemara there for a moment. Yudchesam et alef, avu b'karbonos eni kein. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Oviv meis, yud ches amar aleph on top by the two dots. Oviv meis, v'niach le'riboy, oshiru. Ask the Gemara, what does the Mishnah even mean? His father died and he left him an inheritance, tens of thousands of zuz, he's rich. So what does it mean he doesn't pay an erech osher? So the Gemara says, Omar abavu, eima me'niach le'riboy. He's going to. This is also a plea. It's Poshet. Poshet that he's not rich. The Gemara now saying, we're talking about a case where his father will leave him an estate. So what? Right now he's leaving him zero. Says the Gemara, Pshita. That's also Pshita. If he's a Yerush, it's Pshita. And if he's not a Yerush, it's Pshita. If he's a Yerush, he's rich. And if he's not a Yerush, he's poor. So the Gemara says that that's a davar poshut. If the guy wanted to collect ma'aser ksofim, ma'aser tzedak, ma'aser ani, of course he could collect it. There's no havamin in the world that a guy is anticipating Yerusha of millions, but right now he's an ani, he could collect ma'aser ani. It's a regular ani. So why in the world would it? The Gemara's answer is a plea. The Gemara says, Ma'u detema roiv goisus in lemisa. I would say, Roiv Goisesim, die. Kamash Malon. Gemara's mamash a plea. Many ask on the Gemara, and I don't understand the question at all. What do you mean? We always go Basarov. To me, that's like French. I don't even know what the cash is.
We do go bus roif. His father will probably die, but he's not dead. Roif goises in lemisa just means that he probably will die. He's a roif that he will die if he's already in goises. So roif says that he will die. So why in the world would this give his son a din of an usher? What's the havamin of the gemara? It's a peladik of gemara. I totally don't understand the question of why the taka don't we go basarav? We do go basarav. But the roiv is not talking to us. Because we're dealing with his status today, and the roiv is telling us what his status will be tomorrow. The roiv doesn't say that roiv goisusim are dead. That would be something else. If roiv goisusim are dead, then that would be good. That's fine. So he's probably dead right now. But he's not. It's been clarified that his father's still alive. Obviously his father's still alive. We wouldn't have a shaila then. Then we have the pshita of the first part of the Gemara, which is if his father's dead, he's rich. So the father's still alive. So why in the world would he give an erech of an usher? Doesn't this make any sense? That doesn't matter. I don't know what the havam is. And like you're saying, the maskana doesn't have to be. So, what's the Gemara thinking? Why would it make a difference? Mamash apela the gazach. The Gemara then says, "Finose bayam upoloi berivavais." The same shaila. Osher who? Amar Rove, Amar Avchiste, shehoiso muhkeres umuskeres biyad achegem. The boat was actually rented to others. So though he anticipates a tremendous rent coming in from that boat, doesn't make a difference. Says the Gemara, "Hai v'yikas schiris." He's going to get the rent money. Schiris ain't a mishtalem esel l'besoiv. The rent money, l'maisa, does not halachically have to be paid till the end. Now this is not, shouldn't be confused with the shaila we have all over Shas, of whether schiris is mitchil of atzoif or ain't schiris el besoif. That's a different shaila. That shaila is, once I pay you for the rent, does that rent reflect an obligation that was here from day one? Or does that rent only reflect the final moment of the rental? So in other words, I hire somebody or something. If you'll schiris ain't mishtalem esel besoif, it means I owe you nothing until the end, halachically, and therefore when you pay me, it's as though you're paying me for that final moment where the whole chiyuv is chal. That's the shaila of yesh l'schiris mitchil v'atzoif, or ein l'schiris el v'atzoif. That's a totally separate machlokes. By halvor is the same shaila. It's a machlokes in Rishonim. If I borrow money for 10 years, let's say, right, the due date is in 10 years. What's the pshat? Is the pshat that I owe the money for 10 years? It's just that the Zman Peron is not here yet. Or is it that I don't owe the money at all? For 10 years, I don't owe the money. As soon as the end of the 10 years comes, it's chal. So the Marit in Meseches Makis wants to bring a raya that actually when you make a loan for 10 years, you owe nothing until that final moment. That's how he works out the sugyan makas. Talks about Eidim Zemimim, how much they have to pay if they try to move up a loan. So that's what the Marit develops. He says a tremendous chiddush to Marit. He says if Reuven comes to Shimon and he tells him, "You owe me $100. And Shimon says, "Well, 50 I owe you now, and 50 of it is a deferred payment I could pay you in a month." He says, "He's a moedah b'mikzus v'chayv shvud ha'reis." Pshat. He's moided to the whole loan. He says, "I owe you 100 zuz." The Marit says, "No." He says, "The 50 that you say you don't owe today, you're a kofer hakol on it. Because right now you don't owe the money at all." That's the Marit's chiddush, based on the sugyan makas. So yesh l'schiris mitchil v'atzoif is a separate machlekes. That's a shaila. If when we look at a choiv, do we look at it like the rent money starts from the beginning. When I give you at the end of the day the money, now it's retroactively from the Shor Rishena. Or Do we look at it? No, it only became a chiyuv at the end. Okay. But everybody agrees that until I give you the money, you don't have it. It's ein mishtalem. You can't force me to pay you. You can't come to me. If I have a rental for a month, everybody agrees that schiris is ein mishtalemus el besoif. So machloikis will not be that. Everybody agrees it's due at the end. So if you send me periodic bills, I can ignore them. Because la'aloch, I don't owe you the money until the schiris is over. So this sugin erichin is staying clear of the machloikis and kedushin and above metziah. If schiris is mishtalama, if schiris ain't el basoif or not, it's nothing to do with house. Okay. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says, if that's the case, the Gemara says, what about the boat itself? The tapik lemishim svina? What about the boat? The Gemara says, well, the boat is homani rebelezeri. It's non rebelezer oimer. Rebelezer says, imhoya iker, if he was a farmer, by erichin, we don't take the farmer's kalim. We let him keep his kalim. Noisim leitzimdei. We let him keep his animals that he needs for plowing purposes. Chamar, if he's a donkey driver, so we don't take away his livelihood. Noisim loy chamoyloi. So that's not even, we don't look at that in the cheshbon. That doesn't come into the cheshbon. The donkey doesn't come into the cheshbon, because that we look at like he doesn't have. The donkey piece we look at like he doesn't have. That's the Gemara. So, okay, this Gemara also is negeya in many halachas. This Gemara seems to be saying that when I rent something from someone, the object still belongs to the owner. Because otherwise, the Gemara already answered the question. The Gemara asked about the rent money. The Gemara says, well, the rent money is not due till later. So why does the Gemara say about the boat the same thing? The boat is not due till later. The boat right now belongs to the renter. He has a kinyan now and a kinyan lizman. So what you see from the Gemara, seemingly, is that we don't say that. We say when I'm renting a boat from Shimon, it's still Shimon's boat. And that's why in Erechin they would take into account the fact that my boat is mine, even though it's rented out. Now, in other areas in Choshen Mishpat, we don't say that. If I rent a house, I have to put on a mezuzah. We say Schiris Kange. The owner doesn't have to put on a mezuzah, I put on a mezuzah. Other halachas that relate to the dira, we say that a lot of halachas, if the renter rents something, he's koina. So this is a shtickle raya to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe holds in Hilchos Erevin. Let's say somebody is in an apartment building or in a hotel. So normally you need an Erev Chatzeres. Okay, so because each apartment is rented out separately, the hotel would also work that way, technically. All the hotels work differently because when the hotel rents you a room, you don't really have a right to that room. We've worked that out, that the hotel owner has a right to give you another room. So really what you have is, you have a right to a room on a certain status, certain quality room, but you don't have that room specifically. So just like LaMarshall, a hospital doesn't need an Erev Chatzeres, because even though the person's paying a couple $1,000 a day, he doesn't have a right to this specific cubicle or room where he's in. He could be moved. So then the owner is still called a balabos. In order to be chayv in Erev Chatzeres, it has to be that each person has their own domain. That's only theirs. It's exclusively theirs. So that doesn't apply. So the shaila is, but when you're renting an apartment, so then l'chari you need it. So Moshe had a tzad godel to say that if the landlord has a refrigerator in each apartment, so then that refrigerator is yad balabayis b'emsa. The owner has something in each apartment, so it's yad balabayis b'emsa as ain't sarach erev. So there's a big tumult. Some of the achronim masik on this svara, they say, listen, just like the schiris for the apartment creates a barrier between the owner and you, so the schiris of the apartment is also schiris of the refrigerator. So that refrigerator doesn't give us anything more than we already have in the apartment. And the fact that I rent the apartment, I need an Erev Chatzeres. So now the fact that you have a refrigerator here that I'm renting doesn't help. But really, there's a svara to be mechalik and to say, Schiris Kanya is only by Karaka. By Karaka, there's a king in Schiris. And therefore, when it's by you, it's your domain. So now we need an Erev to combine the Rishuyas. But the refrigerator is the owner's refrigerator. And the schiris is nothing more than the schus ishtamshus. It's not kanya. It doesn't make it the tenant's refrigerator. So therefore, the landlord still owns that refrigerator. And this sugya, the flow of this sugya goes with that approach. Because this sugya says, v'tepik lei, that he has the sfinish shabiyam. And the only answer the Gemara gives is, well, it's his livelihood, so we don't take the boat into account. But if not for that svara, the Gemara holds that the Svina would count as an asset. So L'chayre that's a mashmoy, it's more like Chaboysha. That the Schiris wouldn't override it. But Al-Koponim, the eager difficulty of our sugi here is the fact that Al-Gemara seems to be saying that there's a Havamina, the fact that you're going to get money, either through a rental money that's going to be due, or more difficult case, or Yerusha that's going to come in your direction. So because of that, you should have a different Erech? What's pshat in that? Right now, you're an Oni. It's a Pella. And Tak, I saw Rabbi Yashiv in his Oris. He says an interesting thing. He says that by Erech, we're going to see later on, and this also applies to every loan. A person makes a halvor. So there's a seder, what we call misadrin lebal choiv. Misadrin lebal choiv basically means that every bal choiv has certain assets that he's allowed to hold on to. It's similar to bankruptcy. Right? Like bankruptcy law. Bankruptcy law has, within the framework of bankruptcy, that there's certain hold on to. We don't Ishtekagufa, right? It's part of you. House sometimes up to a certain level, certain value. So the Rav Yashiv is saying that later on in the Masechta, the Gemara says we leave you with food money, we leave you with certain essentials that's expected that a person should have. So Rav Yashiv says, V'nira poshet, he says, it's true. Our Gemara comes out that by Erechin we don't take into account the Yerusha that you're going to get tomorrow in a week. We don't take that into account. Rav Yashiv says that's only, we don't take that into account for the actual Erech. He says, but when we're assessing what your needs are going to be for the year, of course we take it into account. So he says, V'nira poshut, the kol zeh le'inyin sheloy la'chashivay osher machmazeh. We don't say, well now, because you're going to get a Yerusha, you're rich. We don't do that. He says, but, avo, he says, le'inyin ma'di isu l'kamon de mesadrim le'mozin shloy shim yoyim. We make sure he has food for the next month. We make sure he has clothing for your beis chodesh. He says, nira poshut, the kol ki agamna sh'oviv goyseis, Nichnas ha'koil b'cheshbo in hasidu. That's it. So Rav Yashiv is saying a chiddush. The Rishonim don't talk about this. He's saying he holds that although our Gemara concludes that we don't take into account that this guy is going to get a Yerusha tomorrow, we don't take that into account. He's saying that's only regarding whether we don't say, well, he's a millionaire now. He's getting $1 million. But he says as far as the second cheshbon we make, after a guy has enough money to pay the Erech. But then we already look at his lifestyle. And we say he has to have clothing for the year. And he says, that Avada, Rav Yashiv says, we do take that into account. Bezin's not going to say, now this guy needs clothing for a year. They'll say, what do you mean? This guy in a month from now could walk around with a tuxedo every day of the week. He's going to be a gevir. That's Rav Yashiv. Obviously he's saying in Svachim. But this Rebbe Yashiv, to me, was an eye-opener. Made me ma'ayin a different shot in the whole sugya, to give more clarity in this whole sugya, also in Rashi Shita. And it ties into this toisus that I was asking the Olam to go into. Avol b'karbono yisafilu meis. See, Rashi doesn't learn that way, right? Rashi doesn't learn Avol b'karbono yisafilu meis. Rashi reads the Mishnah with a comma. Avol b'karbono yis enekein, which means by karbonos we go by the time that you bring the carbon. Period, according to Rashi. Then Rashi says, the next statement in the Mishnah, Rashi says is a milsa b'han p'nafsh, it's a separate statement. And that statement is saying that if a father is dying, we don't take that into account for erichin. So Rashi says, we don't say that. He says, Tosefta says, "Ein oimrim yasa malocha v'yovi erech hashem." We never say, let a person do work, and then he'll bring an erech of an hashem. We don't say that. In other words, you have a guy, he's perfectly able to make money. Happens to be, he just used up his last. The way he works in life is he uses everything up and then he works. So this guy is ready to take a job and make another $100,000. So maybe wait and let him pay a bigger erech. We don't say that. Elamutav sheyavi erech ani. Let him bring an erech ani now. Val yavi erech osher lachazman. Alma sheim amtina. So Toysa says, so it doesn't make sense to say, Toysa says, that pe'erechin im arichi ha'koin k'shuoni yamtin. He says, even though the simple reading of the Mishnah sounds like Avul b'karbonos enikein afilu meis aviv ein oimrim, sounds like by erichin we would say wait. Tosfos says no, we never say wait. Even by erichin we don't say wait. And he struggles. Why? He says alahachi pirushon afilu meis aviv shayor goy says k'demuki lo b'gemalim. That's what Tosfos says. Moi aviv goy says b'shas avas hotas for koydim shis piklovi karbonos meis aviv ein lehekdish bo klum. Avol be'erichin it's not that way. Kivon shaloi marichay hakoyin, since the koyin was marichin ba'onyov, ve'ad lo gomer lo se sela meis aviv ve'heshir noisin erich osher. Tosfos clearly learns the safest talking about karbonos, but then he says, the safe is talking about karbonos. Ach kosher. My high de poruch begemor pshita. He says, the way I'm learning, the guy's about to, he was mafresh his carbon. He's about to bring a carbon. And then he gets a yerusha. So why is that pshita? The Gemara says, pshita. Why is that pshita? For habi yosi lashmina. Shemes aviv koidim shiz piklovi karbonos. The heshir. Ein lehektish poem kolom. What's the Gemara's question, pshita? So then he goes and he changes it. He says, it's going on Rav Yehuda, that by karbonos, meis aviv kegoin shayo goisis, kegoin shayo metchila osher, veheni, ata karv liyes osher, then, afilochi ein lekdish boklum. But anyway, clearly you see from Tosfos, that he holds that there is more of a svara, by erichin, to say we should wait. He just says we don't. He proves that we don't say it. But Tosfos holds that there would be logic to say that by erichin, wait. Wait. He just says we don't say that because since we see the halacha is that a perfectly able individual that can make money tomorrow, we don't say wait and make money. We say pay today. To Raya, we don't do that. But Tosfos is clearly saying there would be a svara to be mechalak. Places here, it's more partial by karbonos, we don't say wait. But by erichin, there would be more of a svara to say wait. And that's what chiluk should it be? It should be exactly the same. Why shouldn't there be any chiluk between karbonos and erichin? It's all the same. Bukharit should be all the same. So this Tosfos also seems to be saying that there's some element of Erechim that tells us to look at the future, which mirrors what the Gemara is saying, Ma'al de Tema Roiv Goyser Simlamisa. Basically, this Tosfos very much flows with the Gemara of Ma'al de Tema Roiv Goyser Simlamisa. This Tosfos is saying that without a Raya, we would say, you know what, get a job. Even though now you're an Oni, we would say get a job. In other areas of Halacha, we never do that. A guy comes from Maiser Oni. He says, I don't have money. The Halacha is, you give him Maiser Oni. We never tell the guy, you know what, get a job. Not only that, an Oshir, Ha'hoylech Mimukam Lamokam, a rich guy, he's traveling around. And right this minute, he doesn't have money. The Halacha is, he's an Oni, he can collect. Well, it's a Mishnah and Peah. Can collect Maaser Oni now. The whole Shaila Sugya and Bava Kama, if a guy has fields which are temporarily, today is very negeh, temporarily worth less. So based on today's real estate market, he's a poor person. In 6 months, he'll be a rich man. He's allowed to take Maaser Oni today. Because now he's poor. Right this minute, he's poor. For some reason, by Erechin, the Svar is that you wouldn't work that way. And that's the whole sugya. There's a ma'u detainment that we take into account what the guy's going to be yerush. We take into account money he's going to get from a rental. And Tosfos is saying there would even be a havamin to tell the guy get a job. Granted, the Tosfos says we don't do that. Why is that? But he's saying clearly, by karbonos, there would be no such thing. Karbonos, we definitely go by what you are today. We would not yerush going to get. Tosfos says even a bigger chiddush. Tosfos says it could even be that if a guy would come and bring a korban, and in between, when he brought the korban, he got a Yerusha, we wouldn't even take that into account. Tremendous chiddush. Tremendous chiddush. Maaser Tosfos says not that way, but Tosfos is dealing with that. So we see there's a clear distinction between Erechim and korbanos. You have to know what is that chiddush. So, I wanted to point out this Chazon Ish. The Mishnah says again, Rashi says, Im hoyo hon eni, vehesher koidim nesina. Right? So according to Rashi, it seems that Rashi holds that we don't take into account the Erech like Tosfos. Tosfos says the time is when the Kohen assesses you. But the Chazon Ish says, the gam beheshir, achar harocha, noisein Erech oshir. Tosfos says, the Chazon Ish says, that if somebody becomes an Osher after Harocha, he also gives an Erech Osher. Chazon Ish points that out from Rashi on Daf Ches. So the question is obvious, if Rashi's Shita normally is, that we go by the time that the Kohen was Marach, right? That's normally the time. Why over here does Rashi stress Nesina? So this kasha, many of the Achronim ask this question. Because if we're going to accept that Rashi holds like Tosfos, that Erech is the Zman, why does Rashi by us stress that only Nesina is the Zman? So I saw one of the G'dayli Achronim wants to say an approach like this. He says, Ayin b'Rashi, shekosav afilu meis oviv, b'shor sh'akoyen marichoy. Again, he says the same thing, Rashi. Rashi says, b'shor sh'akoyen marichoy. Again, we see a contradiction. On the one hand, Rashi seems to say, we go by shas nesina, when you're actually paying. On the other hand, in the example of the Mishnah, Rashi says, clearly, he says clearly, we're talking about when the Kohen is Marach you. It's Mashma from Rashi, that if the father would have died after the Kohen was Marach you, and you actually ran into money, you still wouldn't have to give it. is maskana. The Gemara says, what do you mean, Meis Aviv? Meis Aviv pshita. The Gemara says, well, the father didn't die, he's goises. He's oimed to die. So Rashi now takes that situation, and he says, what are we talking about? We're talking about a case where the father was almost dying when the kohen was marich you. It's mashma from Rashi. That if the father didn't die at that point yet, even though he died before Nesina, you give an erechai? That's the way he reads. Even though Rashi himself saying Nishas Nesina. So, besides that, the Chazanish is saying that Rashi in several places talks about Harocha, which is precisely what he says here in the Mishnah, Harocha. But then he says before that, Nesina, Behani Koidim Nesina. Rashi clearly says that everything goes by the time in Nesina. But then he says that the situation when your father is a Goises is a case where the father is a Goises at the time of the Harocha. Which would mean that if the father actually died at that point, after the Harocha, you would still give an Erechon. Otherwise, Rashi would say much bigger Chiddush. He should say, Afilu Meisav Shas Nesina. Which would mean, according to the Gemara's Maskana, even if the father was a Goises at the time of the Nesina. But instead, Rashi says, if the father was a Goises at the time of the Harocha. So again, we seem to have a steer of what Rashi sheet is. Rashi, on the one hand, is mashma, that we take into account anything until the Nesina. And as long as a guy has money before he pays, he has to pay full price. On the other hand, when Rashi learns the ukimta of our sugya, which is the father is oimed to die, then Rashi says we're talking about harocha, which would imply that if the father actually died after the harocha, before the nesina, you would give an erech on it, which we know is not halacha to anybody, by the way. There isn't any reason that holds the way. But Rashi states it. Rashi, in the beginning of the Hani b'shas nesina. Rashi learns clearly that it's anius b'shas nesina. He says, Mamashe, mineu pay a tremendous theory here. Tremendous theory. Anyway, so Chazanish is found here in Simon Chav Dalet by Yosef Masechta. Of Dalaroy's test. But he's not Miyashiv this steer in Rashi, which clearly in our Mishnah it's Rashi's master, he's Mamish Soyser himself, Minei Ubei. So I want to tell you a simple machshava, which I think will give us clarity in the whole sugya here. And that is that there's no shaila that there's an inyan of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shait, that when you have a Mitzvah, you got to do it now based on your current status. And that's why I asked the Olam to look up the Meiri. In Pesachim, where the Miri says a Chiddush, it's even Doicha Shabbos. It's even Doicha Shabbos. Meaning, the Emurim that they used to bring on Shabbos, they could have waited till Matzah Shabbos. It's kosher. The Miri says, no, we look at it now at the current status. And that's a rule all over. Even though there's a way of you being Mekayim the Mitzvah later, we look at right now what's standing here right now. Right now, the way the Mitzvah is standing, this is the Mitzvah. So we have it, and that, which is really what Tosfos says. Why by Kabbonis, we don't wait. We do now what it is right now. Now this is the Korban Yechayev, is what it is. So I'll tell you a simple thing. When it comes to Erechin, we look at the Moinei HaMitzvahs, Rav Sadia Goyen and the other Moinei HaMitzvahs. They bring down one mitzvah of Erechin. One mitzvah. And then they mention that if a guy is an Oni, if he's poor, so he pays less. He pays less than the full amount. When the person pays less than the full amount, it's not really a separate mitzvah. Mitzvah of Erechin, which we have, which because it's what we call Rachmona Chasalei, the Torah had Rachmonas on him. So the Torah basically said, there's really only one price. But the Torah said, listen, you can't afford it, so you'll pay less than the full amount. Not a separate mitzvah. When it comes to Mitzorah, L'mashe, Korban Oil of Yerit, so we know there's a behemoth, there's the middle, there's Dallas, there's the Oifis, then there's Dali Dallas. So if Sanya Goyim comes, it counts three separate mitzvahs. Mitzvah for Mitzorah Oshia, Oni Oshia, mitzvah for an Oni, by regular Korban Oil of Yerit. Regular Korban Oil is three levels. Mitzvah for an Oshia, mitzvah for Dalis, and mitzvah for Dali Dalis. Three mitzvahs. So the Mari Perella in his Hasogas on Rav Sadia Goyen, in his bio, he says, you see from Rav Sadia Goyen that these are three separate commandments. It's different in Erech. Erechin is not. There's a mitzvah of Erech. And Oni is Rachmono Chasale. The Chinuch goes so far in this parsha that he holds that an Oni, Shehevi Korban Oshir Lo Yotza. Sefer HaChinuch. Unbelievable. Nobody in the world will tell you that if an Oni gave an Erech Osher that there's a problem. Because it's an Erech. It's Erech. That's really the only thing we got. And the Oni is giving, he's the Torah is having Achmonas on him that he's Potter. He's getting like a Ptur. He's getting a Ptur from giving the full amount. That's what he's getting. And that's why we find an interesting aloha. When the Oni starts paying his Erech, and he becomes rich before he made the final payment, he has to now give an Erech Osher. Even though he started already paying the loan, the Hesegat. But if he's missing even one seller from paying what he can afford, and then he becomes rich, he has to pay the full amount. Because he bets him, he's in the parasha of an Erech Osher. By Mitzorah it's a tremendous chiddush, because by Mitzorah there is a Mishnah in the Goyim that's mashma Mitzorah could be yotze b'kabonis osh. It's not makash on the chinuch, but that's how far the chinuch goes. The chinuch goes so far to say that a Mitzorah oni, that an oni shehevi korban osher is not yotze b'chlam. So ibazoy, I think it's very simple. By kabonis, that's why Tosfos doesn't have a mean even if you mafresh the korban. Because once you mafresh the korban, your mitzvah of the korban already began, it reached some level of finality. Now, you already mekayim the mitzvah of mafresh the korban. Especially, we had Tosfos and Chulin. We spoke about his Tosfos months ago on Daf Chav Beis. That Tosfos says, once you come to the Beis HaMikdash, and you give the kohen your korban, you yotze yedei nidra. You yotze your neder. Tosfos talks about that, the guy who brings two sets of oifas. A ben yoina and a tar of a middle age, with a shail if it's young or old. So the kohen won't be able to be makriv either set, because it may be too young to be a tar, and it may be too old to be a ben yoina, so he doesn't bring either. But Tosfos says you still yoitzer the neder because you gave the kohen something that's roy while I'm mizbeach. That's what Tosfos says. So once you give the kohen, it's over. So now, if you ran into money, so what? That's Tosfos Havamina. Even if the father died at that point, he wouldn't have to bring a korban osher, because he's in a separate parasha. Okay. Erechin is different. Erechin is only Rachmona Chasaleh. That's all it is. But here's the chiluk that I think is very poshut. Rachmona Chasaleh. So that's for sure. If the father is the father is dying, we still need a process to happen before you actually become erich. Erich ha'koyen. The koyen has to now be marich you. What are you stage where the koyen is assessing you? It's an assessment. An assessment takes any eventuality into an account. It's an assessment. It's not factual, it's an assessment. So really, you made an erech. Be'emes, the erech would be mechayev you to pay the full-blown erech. But there's a rachmona chasale. The Torah came and the Torah said, we have rachmonas. You don't have to give the full amount. And as long as you pay up the debt before the you become rich, you're potter. If you're even shy one dime, you're going to have to pay the full erech. Now the kohen comes into the picture. Because as we explained, Erech, and there are three time periods. There's the nether, there's the kohen being marech you, and then there's the payment time. So we have now an opportunity to say, okay, the kohen is now in charge of step two. So the kohen maybe could say, listen, my job now is to marech you. In a harocha standpoint, I take into account anything which is a vadai eventuality. So now I'm assessing you. So now, you know what? I'm assessing you based on what's going to be later. I'm assessing you. Roiv goisis in lamisa. So right now you're in a situation where there's $1 million, not on your lap, but about a foot above your lap. So I'm assessing you based on that. Just like Rav Eliashiv is saying, that in the din of Mesadrin, when we have to assess what you need for the year, Rav Eliashiv says it's poshut, we take into account not only what's on your lap, but what's about to drop on your lap. So from an assessment standpoint, we can assess what you're about to get to. So since there's a harocha gap in the middle, so now there's a havamina that the harocha of the kohen is not just based on mitzias, what you have. When you're dealing with a carbon, where there's a different inyan, well, are you, the Torah spoke about B and C, right? By a regular carbon over, or B. So now we have to know what kind of person are you. The Torah gave one halacha for this person, one halacha for this. Which category are you in? Now, if you're in category B, that's your mitzvah. Has to do with your status. So it's not assessment. It's like a kohen lady in Yisrael. Possible for a kohen to turn into a lady. That's possible. Right now you're a kohen. This is what your mitzvah is. That's that like Tosis says, that's a davar poshut. We don't wait. We don't delay the mitzvah inevitably. That's not the assessment has to be something which is accessible. Accessible is only something which is on the table. It's on the table. It's about to be liquidated, and that's why the sfina shebayam. It's right now. There's a boat out there. That's accruing rent money. So that's on the table. The client says, 1 second. Rahmona Chassel, I'm supposed to make the halacha. I'm supposed to make an assessment. I'll assess what's... I could use any instrument that the Torah gave me. Chazoka, Roiv. That's why the Gemara says, Ma'u detema Roiv Goyzus in Lamisa. Because now all we need, we're not looking for a status, we're looking for methods that we use for assessment. So for an assessment method, Roiv Goyzus and Lamisa is a good assessment. Is there a need for Achmonis? Or do we say, no, there's no need for Achmonis. That's my job. I'm the assessor here. So that's the Gemara. The Havamin is Gevaldik. The Maskon is a Chiddush. The Maskon is a Chiddush. Maskon is that since the Torah Lamaisa said Mochu, so we go by what it is that moment. That's why it's very different than Karbonis. Karbonis is a status that you, right now, what you are, and what your chiyuv is. The oni, it's not what your chiyuv is. Your chiyuv is erichin. There's only one mitzvah in the Torah called erichin. We have rachmanis on you. And the rachmanis is built into the assessment. And the assessment would have its own, could technically have its own shulchan aruch. Does not have to have that karbonis have. The back and forth of the Gemara. But the Siba of what's giving you the money is here now. It's not like Yerusha is when, until the minute it happens, you have no schusim to that Yerusha. You follow? You have no schusim. Which is really, really ultimately why I hold it. Now, maybe I want to tell you very simple. There's never a havamin in the Gemara, ever, that if somebody became rich before he paid, that he should pay anything less than the full erech. There couldn't have been such a havamin. There's a Mishnah that tells us that even if you already were assessed and you started paying an erech ani, and you didn't finish counting it up, and you become rich, you got to give Havamina. So Rashi is explaining to us, Rashi couldn't say, Umeis Oviv Koidem Nesina. Because the whole point of the Mishnah is an Erech Chiddush. Rashi's not coming to say, Lafuke, you know what, if this guy became rich before he gave the money, of course Rashi's not saying that. Rashi is just pointing out to us, what is the Chiddush of the Mishnah? The Chiddush of the Mishnah is only an Erech Chiddush. It's not a Nesina Chiddush. Nesina, either you got it or you don't. The Mishnah's not even dealing with that. Do you have it or don't you have it? That's not the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The whole reason why the Mishnah even brought down the case of Misa, Roiv Goises and Wamisa, is only because maybe that's taken into the Erech state, which will then give you a right to make a Nesina before the father dies. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, there was never a Havamina in the world that you're going to become potter if before you actually gave money, you became rich. There's no Havamina like that. It's a Beferish Mishnah. There's no Shaila. So what's our Mishnah all about? Our Mishnah is only, the Chiddush of our Mishnah is that we allow the Nesina to take place. You would think, and is Marech you based on your current state? Right? Your current state is you're poor, you pay what it is now, or we take into account what you'll have later. So it's all in the Erech. The whole discussion in our Mishnah is only Negea to Erech. That Afilu Oviv, if Oviv is by Oviv is Mace, his father's about to die and he's going to get a Yerusha, what's the Chiddush? What's the Havamina? The Havamina would be that we don't allow an Erech to take place. There's two statements in our Mishnah. Let's make something clear. We had a contradiction. Rashi, the beginning of the Mishnah, said, Hoya oni veheshir koidim nesina. Right? Which makes a lot of sense. That part makes a lot of sense. That's consistent with everything we know. Which is that if you run into money any time before the debt of the Erech is completely paid, you have to give Erech Hashem. That's consistent with everything we know. But then as we work our way down in the Mishnah gave us an example where somebody was poor, but he has a father, an ailing father, a Goises, who's going to give him a tremendous Yerusha. And over there, they go down, Afilu Meisaviv, Erech and Koi, Umusabam Peinavshi Koi, Afilu Meis Oviv Shomarech, and actually the way the Gemara says it doesn't mean Meis, it means he's a Goises, right? So just for understanding purposes, you have to look into Rashi as though he's saying, Afilu Hoyo Oviv Shomarech Zeh Goises, Bishor Shakoy and Marichon. Because the only Chiddush of this part of the Mishnah is that the Koyin is not Marich you like an Oshu. That's the whole Chiddush of this part of the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah already told us the halacha. The halacha is that if you become rich any time before the debt is paid, you have to pay Erech Asher. That's indisputed. Everybody's masking to that. It's bullshit. It's olive based. That's bullshit. Well, maybe it goes by Shabbat. This is the Mishnah that tells us this halacha. Because again, maybe this is more like a.
Tell me that too.
This may be more like a Matzorah thing. I made the neder, I was an Ani. So, just like Matzorah, there's two categories, right? Or Korban Eil V'Yerin, there's three categories, right? So there's a. You made an Erech when you were poor, maybe that's what the Mishnah says, no. We didn't want to get anything yet. This is telling me this din that we go by Shasta Sina. That's statement number one. Then the Mishnah makes a second statement. The father is dying. We don't take that into account what he's going to Yarsh. So we say like this. Yarsh it. If the father Jit, of course we take that into account. Became rich, the lottery, he's rich now. That's not egging the cow. So what's the chiddush of the sefer? The chiddush of the sefer is that you may think that what? That you never get to nesina of an ani, because the kohen will already before that be marich you as an usher. That's the whole chiddush of this part of the Mishnah. The whole chiddush of the sefer of the Mishnah is that you may think that the reisha, which told us we go by shas nesina, by medvorm amurim, that you get a chance to give of an erech ani, that's if you, there's nothing in. But maybe if the father is dying, then the kohen doesn't allow you to make a nesina's ani. You know why? He catches you before the nesina, and he's marach you like an usher. So Rashi had to say, herech ha-kohen. Because that's the whole point. By nesina, there's never a shaila that we look at the future. Of course we don't look at the future. In either direction. Nesina is by nesina. The whole say for the Mishnah's chiddush is that maybe we don't even allow it to get to the nesina state. What was our whole kasha? We asked, what do you mean? Of course you give an erech ani. That's what you have today. You only have $10,000. You only have $1,000 today. You're an ani. That's what you give. That was our kasha. So what's our teretz? Well, maybe you're not really an ani today. Why? Because the kohen, when he's marich you, will be marich you based on what you're going to get. Based on roiv, based on chazok, or based on whatever. Right? So you never get to nesina. That's the whole chiddush of the sefer. No, you can give an erech ani. That's the chiddush of the sefer. So Rashi therefore said, afilu oya oviv meis, or what it merely means is goisis. Your father was a goisis. When the kohen was marich you, the kohen doesn't say, well, you know what, I'm not going to take your ani erech. That's the only place Rashi could have put it. It's the only place where it made any sense. If Rashi would say, if your father went ahead and died, was dying. Let me give you another example, just to make this 100% clear. Let the guy comes to Bezin. He made erech when he was an ani. The kohen was marachim when he was an ani. Okay? So he has an erech ani. And then he's coming to pay. And when he's coming to pay, his father turns into a goyses. So what I'm telling you then is there's no havam and he would pay an erech osher. He's an ani now. And the only reason why we would have held him up was because the kohen on the erech state would have taken account what's going to happen. So Rashi had no choice but to say this is the only case that the Mishnah makes any sense. If the father dies already before you pay, of course you have to give an erech osher. You're rich. There are three, again, you have to constantly remind yourself, there are three steps of erechin. Three steps of obligation. When you make the nether, when the kohen is marech you, and then up until the time that you give it. Nesina is also a time when when the mitzvah is completed. When you made the nether, we don't take, clearly, at that point, we don't take into account what you are. We're going taking into account what you were at the time of the erech. Now, be'etzem, we should always go by what you have today, like we do in Kol HaTerekul. But the Mishnah says no. It would be a havamini, we take into account this guy is in a situation where Roiv tells us that tomorrow he's going to be rich. Maskana, we don't do that. Based on what you are now. But the havamini was that when we marach you based on what's going to happen based on Roiv. Right? And therefore, we won't let you make an asinus ani. Because we're going to be marach you as an usher. It's like an usher who comes in and says, I want to give an erech ani. No, the maskana not. Maskana not. Rashi is basically saying, very simple. He's saying that the havamina would be that the kohen doesn't allow you to give a nesinus ani. Once the kohen already says, you know what, you're in the ani category, and now the father is a goy, says, of course we wouldn't take that into account. Because we already passed the nether state, we already passed the erech state, and you're still poor. Shas nesina, you're poor. The only time this could have a mina make a difference. The fact that there's a roif telling us that you're going to become rich is only in the erich state. Because on an assessment level, we can take into account what you're going to be. During the erich state. That is when we could take this into account. And that's why Rashi says it right over there. Rashi really says it. The only place where it makes any sense to say. It's really the key to understand the whole sugya. And that's why Rav Eliashiv says, Ein Echanami. Things. Lamashal. When we assume. Not only is it a havamina that it's only based on assessment, that's the maskana. That's what Rav Eliashiv says. Nira poshut, that what you're going to get in Yerusha is taken into account when we say, well, what does the guy need? We won't take his clothing for the next, he needs clothing for the next year. Rav Eliashiv says, that avada we use roiv, which makes sense. So exactly what Rav Eliashiv is saying, lamaskana, l'gabi seder, is what I'm telling you is the havamina, l'gabi erich. And that's what Rashi is saying. Of course, if you became rich before Nesina, you have to give Nesina's Asher, that's Pasha. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is, we won't give you the opportunity to have an Erech Ani. You can't even walk in as an Ani. Because the Kohen is going to say, well, you're going to become rich. I'm marich you as a Gevir. Based on what your status is going to be tomorrow. Kamash, well, we don't do that. That's the only place where the Chiddush could take place. Okay, stop here.